Welcome to part 12. No more conscience of sins. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, on this day and in this hour, I activate my faith with my belief. I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit person. I decree Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 2. Because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. I'm in agreement with it. I believe it. I receive it. I have no more conscience of sins as I pray. Father, I thank you that as a worshiper, I became completely purged from all my sins. And I take no thought. I pay no attention. I give no consideration of any past sins, because as a true worshiper, my sins have been permanently removed and eliminated in Christ, and I have been fully cleansed in the name of Jesus the Christ. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 2, I said the prayer because the prayer is what you need to hear when you hear someone quoting a Bible verse and putting the Bible verse in a prayer. That's how you apply the word of God to yourself. You decree this thing. And you minister what God has ministered to you, you minister it back to God. The word says, because that the worshipers, a worshiper, this is the designation, this is the delegated subject of the story. A worshiper once purged. When someone who is known as a true worshiper of God Almighty, as a worshiper, they are purged. And when they are purged, they have no more conscience, no more thought of any past sin that was in their life. Because when they started to worship God, He eliminated, He removed, He blotted out everything that was against them. He said, when the worshiper is once purged, they have no more conscience. They take no more thought of sin. People will put your past sins on you and throw them in your face. But God, according to the word of God, He says, when you start to worship me, you will be purged from all of your sins. God will not throw your sins in your face. God will not remind you of your faults in your life. Once you start to worship God, He will remove that from your thought. He will take that out of your consciousness. So I thank God the Most High that as a worshiper who worships God in the Spirit and who worships God by the truth, I became completely purged from all my sins, and I take no thought of any past sins. My sins have been permanently removed and eliminated in Christ, and I have been fully cleansed. I apply that to myself. I advise those who are listening under the sound of my voice, if you truly are a believer, if you truly believe the Word of God, if you truly believe God the Father, if you truly believe in Jesus the Christ, if you truly believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you believe in the anointing that destroys the yoke, if you believe in the power of God, if you believe in the Spirit of the living God, then this word applies to you too. Take no more conscience of your sins. Under the sound of my voice, you have been purged in the name of Jesus the Christ. Continue to worship God in the Spirit and continue to worship God in the truth. You will be purged from every single last one of your sins, and you will take no more thought of it. That's the word of